injury report. Greg Jennings has a bruised knee. It occurred yesterday in practice. He has a chance to possibly play against Indianapolis. With that, I'll take your questions.
Mike, is Randall Cobb's injury lingering longer than you anticipated? And he seemed to indicate he might miss at least maybe the next two preseason games, the final two, or you know where he's at?
But based on the information that's given to me by the medical department, he's progressing. He has the two, both knees are bruised. Day to day, 1 week, 2 weeks, there's a fine line between that when you're speaking with doctors. So he will not play this week. I do know that. So I'm hopeful that we'll be back at practice next week.
Do you feel fortunate when you look at your depth chart at receiver when these injuries crop up now? They just delayed and pretty fine there?
Well, we feel good about the receiver group. The younger guys are getting better. And like I talked on yesterday, they just need reps. Today's practice for being on a Friday type schedule was an extensive practice for this close to the game. It was really more like a Thursday practice. We went through pretty much every situation, both on offense, defense, and even on a special team. So we're pushing the envelope as much as we possibly can for practice reps, and this is what all these younger players need. It's no different for that receiver group. So I'm excited to see these guys play in Indianapolis Friday night.
Speaking of special teams, I know playing each other is hard to figure it out, but is it good to see three punts blocked in 2 days because it's good that your punt block team is going after the punter, or is it bad news for the protection?
Well, it depends on what phase you're working on. Obviously, if you're working on punting, they block three punts. That's not a good thing. But the positive from that is to see the individuals that are blocking the punts. Gurley has blocked a number of punts, two or three throughout camp. So, it's something that you train mostly after practice. It's a technique that we are committed to probably the last 2 years. So I think it was Alex had the one in the punt block and the punt return phase. So it's good to see a young guy flash that kind of ability because, once again, we haven't had a lot of time with these guys. So when you see someone new do that, it's definitely a positive.
Michael, today specifically, were those protection issues or get-off-time issues?
Say that again?
Were those protection problems or were those get-off-time problems?
What are you referring to?
The two punts that were blocked today.
Well, the one was the first one was a technique issue by the wing. So and the other one was, I'd say the second one was probably a technique without looking at the film. So the third one was probably more on timing.
Mike, are you willing to kneel out for Friday?
Excuse me?
Kneel.
Mike Neal? Yeah, it doesn't look good for Mike for Friday. So. Based on talking to Pepper and Pat McKenzie, I don't think Mike's going to make it for Indianapolis.
Any of your concussion guys have a chance, Brian?
No, all three of them guys will be out.
You thinking Rodgers the first half?
I'm thinking the ones probably the first two quarters, and then I'll assess after probably midway through the second quarter, see where we are. It's important just kind of. Come off of what I just talked about. We need more information on our younger players, our newer players. I know you traditionally play into the third quarter. We will not do that. Our starters will not come out in the second half. So I'm looking for productivity in the first two quarters. We'll see where we are in the middle of the second quarter. But our young guys need to play. We need to find out about some of these guys and get as much info as we can.
Does that go for next week too? Will you keep
next week. Let's get through Friday. Okay. And I'll think about next week.
Mike, Carter Jackson had a pretty good day today. I think when we look at your inside linebacker group, we question the depth. How do you feel
really?
About it? Well, just because it's not cool. Yeah. How do you view him and how do you view kind of what you have behind AJ?
Those guys really need the games because of the combination of special teams and opportunities, but I think Desmond and AJ have really picked up where they left off in the playoffs. But those younger guys are getting better. I know I sound like a broken record, but they need to play. Cardio made some plays today. They had the one interception there, and and had a couple block balls, jumped the drive route, so did some good things in there today.
Mike, what are your feelings on the tight ends at this point, the guy beyond Finley? And do you feel like you have a really tight race there? Is it starting to come?
Well, I think we got six that definitely can play. So, need more information. You know, I got to come up with some new words for the same answer here. We got to play. We got to play. They're, you know, the young guys. You know, Andrew Carlos is still a young guy. You know, so Tom Crabtree, you know, made our team that come out of a little bit of nowhere last year. So. We've got the two rookies, and just Spencer needs to get healthy. So, I mean, it's definitely a very competitive group. They all can play multiple positions, which is very important for the way we play on offense. So, it'll be some tough decisions there.
Assuming you don't get all the information you want, which you probably won't because of the whole structure, do you have to make projections then? I mean, do you have to look at a guy and sort of...
Well, I mean, you make your decisions based off of your information. It's the old saying, it is what it is. But, you know, you're going to get as many reps as you can. You know, I watch them a lot, as much not just on the field, off the field, in the classroom. So there's more to it that goes into just exactly what they do in game reps. But it's about being a Green Bay Packer. There's certain things you look for outside of the physical measurables, the performance grades. So, you know, at the end of the day, we'll make the right decision. We'll make the decision we feel is in the best interest of the Packers.
Mike, when you have a normal year, which you don't have, mm-hmm. I'm guessing you guys usually feel pretty sure about the decisions you make when you get down to 53. Is there a chance that you're maybe a little concerned that you might not make all the right decisions?
I think you could say that for us the last couple of years. I know last year was very difficult, you know, whether you're coming in at 56, 57, somewhere in there. And I would say this year will be similar. But, you know, it's the one element that I hate to talk about, but it usually decides a lot of things for you is the medical report. So hopefully that doesn't factor, and hopefully we're making a lot of hard decisions there at the end.
Have you gotten any update on Frank, just in terms of a timeline, just so
you can start? Frank's just getting as much treatment as he possibly can, and, you know, they'll do scans, x-rays, you know, at certain points in his recovery. But I mean, he's doing everything he can.
So you're still holding out hope that he's a guy you can carry and not
have to put out on IR? Yeah, we'll make those decisions in a couple of weeks. You know, it's really not time to really get into that.
Mike, Clay will play, Frank?
I anticipate Clay will play Friday.